Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Meathead, The Science of Great Barbecue and Grilling by Meathead Goldwyn is a modern barbecue and grilling guide that pairs practical outdoor cooking know-how with clear food. Science. Rather than treating barbecue as folklore, it explains what is happening when heat, smoke, and meat interact. And Rustakis Gate then turns that understanding into repeatable techniques for better results. Goldwyn draws on his experience building Amazing Ribs, Calm, and collaborates with physicist Greg Blonder to ground advice in evidence and testing. The book functions as both a reference manual and a recipe collection, covering tools, fuels, temperature control, and a wide range of barbecue and grilling styles. It is especially focused on helping home cooks avoid common mistakes by questioning traditional claims and replacing them with methods that can be measured, adjusted, and improved. Alongside the concepts, it provides many recipes for meats, sauces, rubs, and sides designed to demonstrate the principles in real cooking situations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, heat management and temperature as the foundation of great results. A central topic in the book is that mastering outdoor cooking starts with controlling heat, not chasing shortcuts. Goldwyn emphasizes how different cooking setups create different heat environments, including direct versus indirect cooking and the practical consequences of each for tenderness, browning, and doneness. He encourages cooks to think in terms of temperature targets and stable cooking conditions rather than relying on guesswork, tradition, or vague timing rules. This approach leads naturally to using thermometers and learning what temperatures mean for different outcomes, such as when meat is safely cooked, when it is tender, and when it is overdone. The book also frames grills and smokers as tools that can be tuned, teaching readers to manage airflow, fuel, and placement to keep temperature steady. By focusing on heat transfer and control, it helps readers understand why two identical cuts can turn out differently on different days. The takeaway is consistent, repeatable cooking. Whether you are searing a steak, roasting chicken over indirect heat, or holding low and slow temperatures for barbecue. Secondly, smoke, combustion, and flavor without the myths. The book treats smoke as a controllable ingredient rather than a mysterious badge of authenticity. Goldwyn explains that smoke flavor depends on how wood and charcoal burn and how that combustion interacts with the cooking environment. Instead of assuming more smoke is always better, he highlights the practical goal of clean, pleasant smoke and warns against harsh flavors that can come from poor fire management. The discussion connects fuel choice, airflow, and fire temperature to the quality of smoke, giving readers a way to diagnose problems like bitterness and muddiness. This science-first lens also supports myth, busting it challenges vague claims about what smoke does and replaces them with actionable guidance on when smoke contributes most and how to apply it effectively. Readers learn to treat smoke as one part of a larger flavor system that includes salt, seasoning, browning, and the meat itself. By focusing on how to generate and manage smoke intentionally, the book helps both beginners and experienced cooks produce barbecue that tastes balanced rather than overwhelming. Thirdly, meat science muscle, moisture, and tenderness in real cooking. Goldwyn devotes major attention to what meat is made of and how it changes during cooking, because understanding the structure of muscle is key to texture and juiciness. The book clarifies why different cuts behave differently and why cooking methods must match the cut. Tender cuts can benefit from high heat and quick cooking, while tougher cuts often need low and slow time to become tender. This topic also addresses the frequent home-cooked frustration of dry meat by explaining moisture loss and how it relates to temperature and time. Instead of relying on simplistic rules, the book encourages monitoring doneness and learning how resting, slicing, and carrying heat influence the final bite. The science is presented to support practical decisions when to cook hot, when to cook gently, and how to avoid overcooking even when chasing barbecue tenderness. The overall lesson is that juiciness and tenderness are not luck. They are outcomes that can be engineered through informed choices about temperature, timing, and technique. Fourthly, building flavor with seasoning, rubs, sauces, and browning. Beyond fire management, the book treats flavor as a layered system. It covers how salt, spices, and sauces work in combination with cooking processes such as browning. Rubs and sauces are not presented as mere regional signatures, but as tools that can be adapted based on the meat, the heat, and the desired balance of sweet, savory, acidic, and spicy elements. Goldwyn links technique and flavor by highlighting how surface drying, heat intensity, and cooking duration affect the development of a flavorful exterior. This includes attention to the relationship between seasoning and texture, such as how different approaches can support a good crust on grilled foods or a satisfying bark on smoked meats. The book includes many recipes for sauces and rubs along with meat preparations that show how to apply them in context. The practical value is that readers gain a system for adjusting flavor, rather than being locked into one fixed recipe. That makes it easier to improve results, correct imbalances, and cook to personal preference. Lastly, equipment, fuel, and workflow for dependable backyard cooking. Meathead functions as a detailed guide to the gear and setups people actually use at home, including different types of grills and smokers and common fuel options. Goldwin helps readers evaluate equipment based on how it influences temperature control, airflow, and cooking capacity, rather than hype or brand loyalty. The emphasis is on understanding what accessories and features are genuinely useful for consistent barbecue and grilling, especially tools that help monitor and stabilize heat. This topic also includes the practical workflow of outdoor cooking planning, staging the cook, managing the fire, and timing multiple items so food is served at its best. In this way, the book reads like a playbook for repeatability, making complex cooks feel manageable. It also supports the book's recipe section by teaching readers how to set up their environment so the recipes work as intended. The benefit is confidence. Instead of fighting the grill or smoker, readers learn how to choose, set up, and run their equipment with purpose, making success more likely across different meats and cooking styles. In conclusion, this book is best suited for cooks who want barbecue and grilling results they can repeat, not just a collection of attractive recipes. Beginners benefit because it replaces confusing folklore with clear explanations of what to do and why it works, helping them avoid common traps like unstable temperatures, overly smoky flavor, or dry meat. Experienced enthusiasts and competition-curious backyard pitmasters gain a deeper toolkit for diagnosing problems and refining technique, Hasana, especially around heat management, smoke quality, and the different needs of various cuts. The practical payoff is straightforward better control, more predictable doneness, and improved flavor balance across grilled and smoked foods. Intellectually, it stands out by treating outdoor cooking as an applied science problem in an accessible voice, supported by the collaboration with physicist Greg Blonder and the testing culture associated with Amazing Ribs. Compared with many barbecue books that lean heavily on tradition, regional storytelling, or a narrow set of house recipes, Meathead positions itself as a comprehensive reference. It teaches transferable principles that make any grill or smoker more effective, and then backs those principles with a large range of recipes that let readers practice and build skill. If you would like to support Meathead Goldwin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.